Exercising our senses, developing our spiritual faculties. Selected text, for everyone that partaketh of milk is without experience of the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food is for full-grown men, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. Hebrews 5:13-14. These words in Hebrews chapter 5 were addressed to brethren who lived below their privileges. Demands upon a life of faith were hard. The test of time had left them battle-tired, and they were drifting back into the world. Natural sight was slowly taking precedence over the vision of the one who is invisible. The outward form of a godly life remained, but its power declined. Spiritual health was now at a crisis point. As babes, they lived with stunted growth on milk and failed to progress to more solid food. This was a wake-up cry to urge them on to better things. There is one small distinction in the Greek between the word for good, kalos, and that for evil, kakos. Both sight and hearing need to be keenly tuned to tell the two apart. The senses of a babe need exercise to gain the perceptive vision of the wise. These words still energize each saint of God. Whatever stage of growth so far received, the Spirit, ever drawing, calls us on, more perfectly to know God's ways in mind, until we reach the Spirit's goal for each, the fullness of the measure of our Lord. Acts 18:26, Ephesians 1:23. He hath set eternity in their heart. Ecclesiastes 3:11. The Lord has set eternity within man's heart, a mind that can reflect, can ponder, and begin to probe the very secrets of a man's being and of his earthly home. Today, accumulated knowledge grows with a speed incredible compared with ages past. Yet man's best brains and intellects confess they have but scratched the surface of the works of Him whose judgments are a mighty deep. We look above. At once the boundlessness of time and space defy the finite mind to comprehend. Yet these are but the edges of God's ways. And now He lifts the covers to reveal a work of grandeur to outshine it all. The clouds of glory part to bless the eyes of those He calls to share His heavenly home, that they may glimpse a new creation rise and view with untold joy things hidden from the wise. Luke 10:21. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. At birth, each human babe is equipped with senses, enabling it to both become aware and relate to its surrounding environment. Each precious gift of sense contributes toward the full enjoyment of the human life. It is by these natural senses the babe grows to recognize the good and to reject the bad that threatens harm. Their lack would at once put the health and safety of the child at risk. The miracle of vision now begins, and this proves also true of those with eyes of understanding, opened by the Lord to realms of truth that far outshine all the things of earth. Into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. From the darkness of the womb the babe emerges into a world of light, a brightness at first beyond its power to comprehend, too overwhelming for the untrained mind. From that first entrance to this realm so bright, the Spirit-gifted vision must progress. Fresh beauties wait discovery, each to be stored in memory, and so the mind a treasure house becomes. So many precious truths the Lord delights to share with His dear child. The Father Himself loveth you. John 16:27. Our own parental reactions to each stage of the babe's development enable us to glimpse something of our Father's delight at the signs of the various stages of new creature growth, including the first smile of recognition and a few faltering steps in our walk toward those outstretched arms. Who can tell the full joy this brings to the heart of paternal love? By the exercise of the spiritual senses, we come to know our Father and become increasingly aware of the warmth of His love and care, the feeling of total security this brings, and the deep sense of well-being in belonging to His most wonderful family. What then are these senses of the new mind? How do they work? And in what ways are they to be exercised? Ye shall know the Lord. Hosea 2:20. As children of a loving God no human eye has seen, the yearning deepens that we might know Him who has brought us forth. To such desires the Father responds, revealing himself to us in different ways and delighting in our discoveries. His ways are wisely designed to strengthen each child's personal claim upon his attention and involvement. Of the earliest sounds to pass from infant lips, Abba speaks of that first recognition and claim upon those tenderest ties of fatherly love and care. Romans 8:15. The new mind grows and senses there is more, far more to learn and know of him on whom our life depends. And so begins the course to educate the mind and prompt increasing awareness of the glories that compose our Father's name. For each child is a prince and heir of God, to whom belongs a future of untold blessedness and joy. And for this prospect, most careful preparation must be made. While here below, we are learning to live with the untold glory of our Father dear. 2 Corinthians 3:18. So much awaits, the half of which we cannot bear. The heart must be enlarged to fathom more the depths and lengths of love divine. The cause for which we walk this present path, the grand design behind all circumstance and trial, is that we may learn to know and love our Father more. Without the spirit senses he provides, without their daily use and growth, this is a blessedness we would never know. Yet stage by stage our course has been designed to accustom eyes and ears to things unseen, unheard, and as dear Paul confessed, beyond the scope of carnal thought to tell. 2 Corinthians 12:4. Handfuls of purpose. Ruth 2:12-17. These precious glimpses of God are golden handfuls, left on purpose by our Boaz, for us to find, who glean his fields. Thus do we learn the very titles of the Lord that describe what he has become to us, and we to him. And so we come to realize the great Almighty God who formed the stars and set their course, does now take charge of every step, of even his humblest lamb, protecting, feeding, and leading on through pastures green and darkest vale. His watchful eye becomes our guarantee that naught befalls us that he does not see. That melody of David's life, attested by other saints before, we claim our own when once we learn to glimpse in all life's turbulent course the unseen hand and exercise the sense of deep awareness of our shepherd's care. Thus is his name embellished by our personal claim. Jehovah God becomes my shepherd, I his sheep, his own peculiar charge. Jehovah Roy, the Lord my shepherd, from Psalm 23:1. The full sweet sense of blessedness this vision brings is demonstrated by the inner sense of rest, the peace that must be learned by proving under test until it prompts the claim upon his name. And we confess, forever he is mine and I am his. Banner of victory, Psalm 60 verse 4, Song of Solomon 2:4. Still further lessons will unfold. More claims arise from needful trial demanding use and exercise of spiritual sense. At times we face the Amalek foe of doubt that overtakes God's people in the way, seeking the weak of straggling faith. No match are these before so fierce an adversary. That is, until they learn by use and exercise the secret power of prayer, enlisting heaven's aid. Exodus 17:8-16, Deuteronomy 25:17-19, and Hebrews 12:12-13. The Lord our banner then becomes the name by which we claim our sense of triumph in the Lord, a confidence to cherish to the end of earthly days. Yet other titles await discovery and personal acclaim, some to be found in times of furnace test, and some in holy contemplation as we behold and in our lives reflect the glories that compose his name. Exodus 15:26, the Lord is my healer. Psalm 103, the Lord my peace, Judges 6:23-24, and more. How dear to every child of God the name El Shaddai, a word drawn from the Hebrew shad, the bosom or breast, to signify sufficiency of grace, a rich supply for those who dwell enfolded in his arms, as that dear Son who shares with us the warmth of this most cherished place. John 1:18. Thus imperceptibly we grow, and day by day the change takes place, from much-loved babe, through every stage until we bear the likeness of his dear beloved Son. the King in His beauty, Isaiah 33:17. How can we love as seeing Him who is unseen? Foreshadowed in the call of Isaac's bride, we weigh with wonder all that filled Rebecca's heart at her commitment to a Lord she had not met. Day after day she had drawn at that same well, as many to this hour meet round God's word. Then one day she heard a call of love she could not spurn. It was His Spirit that awoke our hearts and caused us there to hear such claim upon it we could not deny. A son that yielded to a father's will that was to cost his all on our behalf. How could we not respond to love so great that laid down life itself? For there we learned of love that dwarfed all natural affection and desire. And then we knew that we were not our own. The bride price had been paid in blood of that one perfect man. The Spirit sent of God now brought a call henceforth to learn dimensions of a love beyond our thoughts, while sense of deepest wonder filled our minds. Salvation from sin's power and death's demands is more by far than any mortal mind could hope or dream. And was it not enough to yield that perfect life without that cup of ignominy and shame, the stripes, the cross, the pain, both hands and hearts so pierced? Yet love prevailed, a love so great that nothing would withhold. Thus was He brought through suffering and death to take that honored place upon His Father's throne. Crowned with a name above all other names, and set before Him were waves of joys untold, when sinners come to own Him as their friend and find in Him forgiveness, life, and peace. For this, His dear beloved Son, the Father added one prize more, a heavenly bride, with Him to share those untold joys eternally. Ephesians 5:27, Matthew 25:21-23, Luke 15:7-10. The King's daughter, all glorious within. Psalm 45:13. Those Spirit's senses, how we need them now. They leave behind the best of natural powers, struggling to comprehend the wonder of the call that has now reached our hearts. To hearken, to consider, to incline the ear. Forget our sad unworthiness, and in life confess Him as our King, and in our inmost soul adore Him Lord of all. Are such responses beauty in those eyes that probe through faltering works the heart's intent? Is this the bond of mutual desire that He alone can read and they can know, who like Him yield their all? Thine eyes shall see the King in beauty yet untold. His eyes shall see a bride whose inner beauty emanates from His own preciousness to her. Here is the trysting place of heaven's love, where longings meet, desires entwine. Eternal bond is now forever forged, His love and mine. At Sarah's death the covenant is done, the promised seed brought forth, and at that hour of union complete, what satisfaction and what sacred joy will the beloved Father share with His dear Son. Genesis 24:67. Is such knowledge too wonderful for us? Is this but a dream beyond the limits of the natural mind to grasp? If on that long trail such thoughts had crossed Rebecca's mind, she doubtless treasured more the tokens that she wore of love unseen, jewels of a promise so exceeding great. Here was her surety and bond, a vow of love no one could break. So to this hour each called one knows to whom alone her heart belongs, and cherishes the betrothal ring that sealed the bond. Ephesians 1:10-17, the witness of the Holy Spirit of promise, is here described as a seal and an earnest. The word arabon, earnest, is used of the engagement ring. Send out thy light, Psalm 43:3. More lessons yet remain did space allow, for sight may be distorted by neglect. By sad misuse, not age alone, the eyeball changes shape. Recovery of vision then demands external means, like glasses, to correct. The problem is not cured, but we accept as though inevitable a failing sight. A way to better vision now, well tried, is exercise, designed to treat the cause. Our spiritual eyesight is a precious gift. This too may be retrained, should things of earth and anxious thought make stressful claim until the things of time alone we see. Peter described the sad condition of short sight, and in so doing close linked the health of spiritual senses with new creature growth. For this the cure lies in tapping the power of promises of God, exceeding great. Each promise view, its strength absorb, and in its light review again the problems of today that may tomorrow fade or pass away. The hope before us is a light sent forth to guide and bring us to the heavenly home. Set firm the tiller. Pull hard upon faith's oars. Mind not the crosswinds or the adverse tide. Abundant entrance to our haven of desire rewards the diligent nurturing of the Spirit's fruit. Fixed on this hope, the Spirit's vision feeds the Spirit mind, until with each passing care we see against the great reality that, unlike transitory things that change, can never fade. The story is told of the weary fisherman pulling for the shore at end of day, encouraged by the oil lamp lit in the window of his home, shining for him in the dark. The sight to him spoke welcome, warmth, and cheer to urge him on, until he reached that haven of his heart's desire. The words of the old hymn captured for us the energizing power of our blessed hope. There's a light shining brightly for me, which over the waves now I see. As I near the shore it shines more and more, that light, shining brightly for me. Issues of Life, Proverbs 4:23, Ephesians 1:18. There yet are other senses, precious gifts. The sense of balance once achieved we must maintain, that grace and knowledge tune in full accord. What progress could be made, and how strange the walk that concentrates upon one leg alone, while trailing its companion behind. Some walk on lavender and leave behind. Some walk on lavender, and leave where they may tread a fragrance that betrays its source. This is the witness uncontrived that emanates from walking with God, and cherishes each gleam of truth he shares, preparing us the Father's name to bear. Revelation 14:1. Our Father loves to share with each dear child, in precious moments of sweet intimacy, the glowing pictures of the sacred page, pointing out their message that will light the way of all who trust his love. There Jacob see. He wearily lies down in that hard place, yet through the darkness of despair by wondrous vision knows his Lord is there. Now turn the page. By night the threatening foes press round. The sight alarms the servant of the man of God. Alas, he cries, my master, how shall we do? Fear not, comes the reply. Lord, open now his eyes. What does he see to calm all fear? The chariots of God appear. 2 Kings 6:15 and 17. The child now turns each page with loving care, and learns the personal meaning of each picture there. Some senses warn us. Some bring cheer and help us view in different light the needful trial that tests our sight. When shadow falls upon our path, the well-trained sense helps us see it is the Lord that overshadows me. Psalm 91:1, Song of Solomon 2:3-4. One glimpse in trial of the Master's smile is all we need to spur us on, and sweet the voice that whispers at the end, well done. These are the senses of the heart, the inner ear and sight, the sensing of his love and care, the reaching out to feel him there. These well-used senses will not fade, though natural force grows weak. That blessed light on which the eyes within now feast will not grow dim, nor will the source of strength on which we focus fail. Blessed by each spiritual sense, we walk a shining way that will yet brighter glow as we near perfect day and see what God has wrought. Deuteronomy 34:7, Isaiah 40:31. What will it be, that final move, when I shall stand with the approved, united in that home above, in bonds of everlasting love? What will it be, that final call, to come up higher, joining all the finished saints, his jewels rare? What will it be to gather there? What will it be, what scenes will rise, when each child has his father's eyes, and each beholds the father's face, reflected in each child of grace? When he completes his work in me, that final move, what will it be?